This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Associated Press has reported the United States plans to send cluster munitions to Ukraine for its use in its war with Russia. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder would not comment on the AP report.
I will say that we have multiple variants of DPICMs in our stocks, and the ones that we are considering providing would not include older variants with dud rates that are higher than 2.35%.
The controversial bombs can cause civilian casualties. Reducing dud rate means there would be far fewer unexploded rounds that can result in unintended civilian deaths.
155-millimeter DPICMs have higher dud rates, so we would be carefully selecting rounds with lower dud rates, for which we have recent testing data.
Cluster bombs are weapons that open in the air and are intended to wreak destruction on multiple targets at once. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday his nation wanted honesty in its ties with NATO as he spoke ahead of a key summit of the alliance next week, where Ukraine's membership will top the agenda. Zelensky made the comments to reporters at a joint news conference with Czech President Petro Pavel in Prague. He said it was time to demonstrate the courage and strength of NATO. Zelensky arrived in Prague after a visit to Bulgaria, where he discussed military aid and Ukraine's potential membership in NATO. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
During his brief visit Thursday, Zelensky also discussed European integration and bilateral energy cooperation. Talking to reporters after the meetings, he defended Ukraine's right to fight Russian aggression and to seek help to do so. Bulgarian Prime Minister Nikolai Denkov emphasized his country's support for Ukraine's territorial integrity. Bulgaria's parliament also expressed its support for Ukraine's entry into NATO after its war with Russia is over. Steve Miller, VOA News.
This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to the UN Security Council member nations to create and send a multinational security force to address the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who's been running the country since July 2021, when President Jovenel Moise was assassinated, has been under pressure to hold elections. But experts have noted it is impossible to do so given the current level of violence in the country, with gangs controlling an estimated 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Guterres traveled to Haiti Saturday to meet with Prime Minister Henry and with sectors of the Haitian society, many of whom, he said Thursday, echoed his call for a security force for Haiti.
I repeat, we are not calling for a military or political mission of the United Nations. We are calling for a robust security force deployed by member states to work hand in hand with the Haitian National Police to defeat and dismantle the gangs and restore security across the country.
Seafood products at a South Korean fish market are undergoing increased radiation testing in an effort to quell consumer concerns about Japan's planned release of treated radioactive water from Japan's wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
As Japan plans to release treated radioactive water from its wrecked Fukushima plant, the food market manager in Seoul, South Korea, says his customers are concerned. He says they've tested their products three times a week since 2014, but are now ramping that up to five. More than a million tons of water that was used to cool Japan's nuclear reactors following the March 2011 tsunami will be released. The plan was approved by the International Atomic Energy Agency this week, despite political controversy and resistance from other nations. Japan's government maintains the process is safe, as it has treated the water. Some stall owners say sales are usually slower in the summer, but customers are more anxious, making it more difficult.
The owner of the submersible that imploded during a dive to the Titanic is no longer in business, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
OceanGate, the company that owned the Titan submersible that's believed to have imploded as it made its descent in the North Atlantic, has suspended all exploration and commercial operations. That's according to a message on its website. Last month's implosion killed all five people on board, including Stockton Rush, the pilot and CEO of OceanGate. OceanGate is based in the U.S., and OceanGate Expeditions, a related company that led the Titan's dives to the Titanic, is registered in the Bahamas. The Coast Guard is investigating the implosion. I'm Mike Hempen.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.